message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
I want to thank God for His grace upon our lives and for keeping you and I till this very moment. And we trust God that God is going to see us through it all in the name of Jesus. Our God is a mighty God, and we worship His name for all the glorious things that He has been doing in our lives. Praise the Lord. And I want to appreciate our Father in the Lord, the senior pastor of this great commission. Can you jam your hands together as we celebrate this great man of God? Sir, we pray that the Lord will bless you more and increase you more and more in the name of Jesus. The anointing of God upon your life will never run dry in the name of Jesus. I also want us to appreciate and celebrate Mama. The Lord bless you, ma'am. The Lord keep you and preserve you more in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God bless you all in Jesus' name. You are welcome to the month of June. Our month of what? Triumph. Hallelujah. And I can see we are triumphing already in the name of Jesus. This month, I want you to know we are going to be praising God like never before. How many of us know what usually happens in this month? This is our month of anniversary. So it's also by the Spirit of God, via the servant of God, it has been declared our month of triumph. And we'll be triumphing greatly in this month. And we'll be praising God extensively in this month of June. Hallelujah. Because we know that our God is a great God. Quickly, without taking much of our time, today we'll be looking at the topic, triumphing via praise, triumphing via faith, triumphing via faith, via praise, sorry, triumphing via praise. We'll be triumphing via praise, triumphing via praise. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. What is triumph? What is triumph? To triumph is to overcome in a grand style. To triumph is to overcome in a grand style. Number two, to triumph also means to conquer every storm and difficult situations. To triumph means to overcome storms and difficult situations. To triumph means to overcome storms and overcome difficult situations. To triumph also means to win despite opposition and challenges of life. To triumph also means to win despite oppositions and challenges of life. I want to say to somebody this morning that you are going to win despite any opposition in the name of Jesus. No matter what the enemy is throwing at you, I want you to know that you are coming out victorious in the name of Jesus. I say you are coming out victorious in the name of Jesus. We are in church. We are not in online church. We are in live church. So I want live response. I don't want comment response. I want live what? Response, not comment response. You know, some of us have been used to the online thing and we respond by comment. Now, this is live. Say live. Live. Praise the Lord. So I want live what? Response, not comment response. Praise the Lord. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. So quickly, once again, to triumph means what? Number one, to triumph means to overcome in grand style. Number two, to triumph means to conquer storms and difficult situations. Number three, means triumph means to win despite opposition and challenges of life. Number four, to triumph means to prevail over negative situations or people. To prevail over negative situations or people. You know, there are sometimes some people will become like stumbling block. They become negative. They are not adding value. Rather, they are taking away value. And when you overcome such, you have triumphed. And you are triumphing in the name of Jesus. In this month of June, in every area of your life, I decree concerning you that you will triumph in the name of Jesus. Challenges of life will come. Difficult situations will come. But one thing I want you to know is this. Our Lord Jesus has overcome. Say He has overcome. He overcame everything for you and I to walk in victory. We are not fighting from the position of a victim. We are fighting from the position of a victor. Praise the Lord. So what we need to do is to exercise our faith and to take our dominion. And this morning, you are going to take dominion in the name of Jesus. God is a faithful God. And he is a God that wants us to triumph always. He wants us to triumph always. He wants us to triumph always and in every area of life. And one of the major avenues to achieve this triumph is via praise. Via praise. Via praise of God. You know, our God inhabits the praises of his people. God inhabits the praises of his people. So when you are praising him, God steps in into your situation. And I don't know that situation that can stand before God. Praise the Lord. So this morning, and this month also, as we engage in praise, God is going to release unto us the power to triumph in the name of Jesus. Psalm 67 verse 3. The Bible said, let the people praise thee, O Lord. Let all the people praise thee. Let the people praise thee, O Lord. Let all the people praise thee. As we praise God this morning, we are going to move from the level of low level to a higher level, and we are going to triumph over every situation of life in the name of Jesus. What is praise? Praise is a powerful force. Praise is a powerful force. But you know what? Praise has been ignored by the body of Christ. Many of us don't understand the efficacy and the power that is embedded in praise. Praise is one of the most powerful tools. It's one of the most powerful weapons that you can use in the body of Christ. Hallelujah. And most people think that praise is only for people who can't pray or fast. Many people believe that it's only OFG people that praise. Hallelujah. It's not only OFG people. Some people say it is people that cannot fast and pray. Because you can't fast and pray, that's why you are praising God. No. In fact, I want you to know that praise works faster. Hello? Praise does what? It works faster. It works faster. Because God loves people that praises him. So this morning, as we exercise our praise, God is going to step into our situations in the name of Jesus. So what is praise? Praise is giving focus to God's kindness and faithfulness. Praise is giving what? Focus to God's kindness and God's faithfulness. Praise is giving focus to God's kindness and God's faithfulness. Number two, praise is appreciating the person of God. Praise is appreciating the person of God. You know, when you praise God, sometimes your praise can be in form of a worship. When you are appreciating the presence of God. Holy, 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 are you Lord? Holy, 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 are you Lord? You are worshiping him. You are appreciating his personality because he's a holy God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We are not in online service. I want response, life response. And I pray that the Lord will bless you in Jesus' name. I know you are not feeling cold. So please, let's be excited. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So praise is appreciating the person and the personality of God and what God has done for us. And I know that as we praise him, it will release power to triumph unto you and I in the name of Jesus. Quickly, what is the connection between praise and triumph? What is the connection between praise and triumph? Number one, praise is cardinal to your triumph in life. Praise is cardinal. When you say something is cardinal, that means that thing is pivot, that thing is important, that is necessary, it's very necessary, it's most important. It is the cheapest way to assess victory in life. Praise is the cheapest way to assess victory in life. In the book of Acts of Apostles, chapter 16, from verse 25, the Bible says, Paul and Silas, at midnight, they prayed. They did what? They prayed. You can see there's a comma there. They prayed. And after praying, something is not happening the way they want it. They switched to praise and sang praises unto God. And the prisoners had them. And something happened. And suddenly, say suddenly, my miracle Say, suddenly, my miracle will come unto me via praise. Suddenly, God stepped in, and there was a sudden earthquake. Now, the earthquake was great. Just ordinary earthquake. The Bible said, and there was a great earthquake because God stepped in into the prison, and the prison is too small to contain God. So the prison started doing what? Breaking. There was a shaking. I believe it is not even the whole essence of God that came. Maybe it's just 1 foot that God just put inside. Or maybe just peep. I said, let me see these people that are praising him. Just a peep. And there was a shaking. Hallelujah. There's going to be a shaking that will lead to your promotion in the name of Jesus. There's going to be a shaking that will lead to you escaping any prison that the enemy has put you into in the name of Jesus. Quick. The quickest way to access victory in life is praise. So praise is cardinal, very cardinal to your triumph in life. Number two, it is the surest way to the realm of triumph. You know, triumph is a realm. Triumph is a realm. When you get to the level, it's a realm. Praise the Lord. It's the surest way to the realm of triumph. In the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 20, from verse 1 to 25, time will not permit me. The children of Israel, they had a gang up against them. The children of Moab, Mount Seir, and Hammon, they gathered against them. And they wanted to wipe out the children of Israel. And it came to pass also. Can we go back? Came to pass also. Verse 1, please. Media, God bless you. Hallelujah. And it came to pass after this also that the children of Moab, the children of Ammon, and with them, other beside the Amorite, came against Jehoshaphat to battle. They came against them to battle. Now let's jump to verse 22 because of our time. Jehoshaphat deployed the most powerful weapon in the spiritual arsenal. And something great happened. And when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set an ambushment. The Lord will send an ambushment against your enemies in the name of Jesus. Against the children of Hammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah. And they were smitten. And they were what? They were smitten. That is, they were destroyed. Every enemy that has gathered against you shall be destroyed in the name of Jesus. And if you read further, the children of Israel did not fight any battle. You will not fight your battles in the name of Jesus. Because God is going to fight for you. It sounds ridiculous. Three armies of three nations have gathered together against one nation. And that person decided that instead of to go and get the best commandos and the best special forces, say no, let's appoint singers. Let's get OFG members. Let them begin to sing and begin to praise God. And as they begin to praise God, something begin to happen. Hallelujah. Brethren, I want you to know, God delights in the praises of his people. A praiseful man is a powerful man. A praiseful woman is a dangerous woman. Sometimes, when somebody is trying to fight against you, pick the name of the person, put it down, and begin to sing praises over it. Just begin to praise God. I said, God, this man wants to fight you, not me. So I'm thanking you because you are fighting him on my behalf. Put it down and begin to praise. Dance around it. Just dance around it. I tell you, have you seen where coconut hits somebody on the head? Big one. By the time God steps in, that person is going to be crushed to powder. And I tell you, there is victory via praise. So brethren, this morning, let's exercise our triumph via praise. Number three, praise is the preserver of your triumph. Praise preserve your triumph. When you have obtained triumph, praise is what you can use to keep that triumph. I do tell people, and I do know, and I know you also know, to remain successful is more difficult than to achieve success. How many of you agree with me? To achieve success is easier than to maintain success. So when you have attained your triumph, to maintain and keep that triumph, you need praise. say, I need praise to remain triumphant every day of my life. When people bake cake, how many of us know how to make cake? You know how to make cake. Oh, I love cake. Oh, some guys are raising their hand. God bless you. Hallelujah. There are some things they put in it to preserve it, isn't it? Those things, if they are not there, what do you think will happen? The cake may be nice, but it will not stay long. Some triumph may be nice, but if you don't preserve them, they will not stay long. So that's why you have to add the preserver. And one of the major preservers of your triumph is praise. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Live church, not online church. Praise the Lord. And those that are watching us online, praise the Lord also. God bless you in Jesus' name. Triumph may come without, but it takes praise to preserve it. Praise is to your triumph or victory what salt is to meat. What, I don't know the things that you had to preserve your cake, but I know there are preservatives that you had to preserve. What those preservatives add to your cake or salt is to meat is what your praise is to God. I pray that as you praise God this morning, the Lord will bless you and He will preserve all that He has blessed you with in the name of Jesus. I said the Lord will preserve all that He has blessed you with in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. In the book of Malachi chapter 2, verse 1 to 3, the Bible says, and now, O ye priests, this commandment is for you. Verse 2, if you will not hear, and if you will not lay it to heart, to give glory unto my name, that is to praise my name, saith the Lord of hosts, I will even send a curse upon you, and I will curse your blessings. Your blessings will not be cursed in the name of Jesus. That is, the triumph of those that did not praise God, that did not give glory to God, will be cursed. Your triumph will not be cursed in the name of Jesus. Yea, I have cursed them already because ye do not lay it to a heart to do what? To praise God. So put it in your heart that you will continually praise God. And as you do this, the Lord will bless you in Jesus' name. Because by not giving praise to God, by not giving glory to God, the priest took the risk of losing all, of having their blessings being cursed, of having dung being spread on their faces, of having them being put to shame. You will not be put to shame in the name of Jesus. You will not know any shame in the name of Jesus. Shame will not come around you in the name of Jesus. Number four connection between praise and triumph is the greatest problem in your life will not require more than praise to turn it into a miracle. The greatest problem, it will not require more than praise to turn it into a miracle. Bible says in Exodus chapter 15 verse 11, say, who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders. Doing what? Wonders. Fearful in praises. Who is like unto thee, O Lord? Who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, do in wonders, hallelujah. Wonders is going to visit your home in the name of Jesus. I love the Yoruba interpretation of wonder, Iyanu. You know, when people see that they say, ah. You know, things will happen that will make people to open their mouth and say, ha, concerning you, people will praise God. Because of you, people will praise God. Because God is going to do wonders in your life in the name of Jesus. A miracle is coming your way that will cause people to celebrate and give praises to God in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Number five, praise is God's way to triumph. Praise is God's own way to triumph. And as we are people of God, we must follow the way of God. Hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 55 verse 8. The Bible says, for my thoughts are not what your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways. So there are what? There are ways of God. Say there are ways of God. And one of the ways of God is praises of God. One of the ways of God is to know how to praise God. When you know how to praise God, God puts you in his own way. The thoughts of God concerning you is thought of peace, is thought of good, is thought of what? Wonderful thing. To give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. That is the plan of God for you. Say, my thoughts for you, they are not ordinary thoughts. Is to give you a hope and a future. Is to give you peace. Is to make you to walk in triumph. Is to make you to walk in dominion. Is to make you to walk in victory. And as you walk in the ways of God, may victory be yours in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Praise is powerful. Praise is awesome. And if you can submit yourself to the praise of God, you are on your way to triumphing. And I know that the Lord will cause you to triumph in the name of Jesus. I said the Lord shall cause you to triumph, and you will triumph continually in the name of Jesus. You will not triumph today, and tomorrow you will be fighting battles and you will not win. You will be triumphing continually in the name of Jesus. You know, when you are continually triumphing, you are always happy. Hallelujah. The Lord will fill you with joy in the name of Jesus. And we execute judgment on any that want to seek your downfall in the name of Jesus.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. Appreciate you.